Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. How you doing, buddy? This is Brian over at ASAP.
Hey, Brian. Yeah, how's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good, man. Sorry about yesterday. It just, you know, I lost you, and then all of a sudden the phone just kept ringing and ringing. It's a good thing.
Friday was, I got a little hectic there right after I lost you there anyway, so actually going to give you a call here in about 30, 45 minutes to kind of retouch base and continue that conversation. So, you called that a perfect timing. So.
Good. Okay, good. One of the rare times I have perfect timing.
Perfect. So can you just kind of refresh my memory here? I'm pulling up your file right now of what you were looking to do there.
Well, I've got I'm looking to expand. Basically, I've got a construction company. Okay, we mostly do restoration work, which means that we get paid pretty much by the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
Do damaged exteriors mainly. Next year, we're going to start getting into more interior stuff like flood damage and fire damage.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, we're just sticking with the exterior part. And basically, it's a give and take kind of a thing. Good news is that we always get our money.
Yeah.
As long as now they have to attach it to the mortgage company to the checks. And most mortgage companies go out and check that the work's done and then send the check directly to us. So I like that.
Okay.
The only problem is that can take a while. And sometimes I'm hemmed up 2 to 3 months before I even get a dime on the job.
Wow. Okay. I think this is all coming back to me now.
Yeah. So that's where, when I got your message on the phone, you know, I thought about it for a second and I said, well, that could really help out, particularly this winter. Because this winter, I'd like to, buy a couple of company vehicles, you know, as far as pickup trucks. The ones I have are old and, you know, whatnot. I got to get a dump trailer. The one I've got's pretty much on its last leg. And then also, like I said, I'm in Great Falls, Montana right now, and I want to start expanding slowly westward. You know, within 5 years, I'd like to be in Idaho and or Washington.
Okay. So you definitely got some long-term goals here for the business as far as growing it, right? You haven't...
Correct.
Okay. Well, this is... these are kind of the situations that we kind of look for here. We want to be able to grow with a company, and, you know, when you do need that capital, we're able to get it to you in a fashion where you're not missing out on any opportunities. Now, I know you mentioned the net 30 to kind of net 90 payout structure there where you're kind of maybe hurting on capital. That's definitely something we can help you out with on the working capital programs. And some even better news for you too is the equipment programs that we do are completely separate. So if you were looking to finance some new equipment, we could actually separate those on two different programs, and it'll actually allow you to kind of allocate more to each side. As far as the equipment, were you going to be looking to bring that on during the slower period right now, or is that something you wanted to do a few months down the road?
Both, actually. I wanted to bring some of it on now. And then, you know, the dump trailer I kind of need now because, you know, it's hard to order dumpsters sometimes and get it in. They're very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So a dump trailer would help me right now because when I say on its last leg, I mean, it broke down on the way to the dump yesterday.
We
coasted it into I don't even know how they really got it here, but they got it into our yard. So that, my mechanic's looking at it. I got seems like everybody who works for me works on cars at some point, but I got guys who work for me that actually are mechanics. So.
Okay. And then as far as, bringing on that new dump trailer, is this something that you're pretty easy to get your hands on, or is this something that, might take a few weeks for you to get a quote on?
I can get it pretty quickly.
Okay. And do you typically try to buy the equipment new or used?
New.
New. And do you have any idea what one of those usually go for?
Yeah, anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000.
Okay, so nothing too crazy on that for you. And then as far as capital is concerned, did you have a ballpark figure there of what you might need to get the ball rolling there?
Be honest, it's really low overhead, and I'd say probably, honestly, to really kind of help me out through the winter and really get things rolling, I'd say probably 10 to 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so definitely it'll be something to get you on your foot and get the ball rolling there. As far as working capital programs are concerned, have you ever taken one out with the business or are familiar with how they work?
I have no idea.
Okay, so it's very similar to a line of credit in the sense that you'll get approved for the largest amount and you can kind of use as much as you'd like. The big difference is with a line of credit, it's going to be heavily based on your credit itself. With working capital, it's based off your top line revenue. So if they see the cash flow there, that's going to be the biggest weight that we look at. So just to kind of give you a ballpark figure of what we might be able to free up for you, do you know what you did in sales there last year, top line?
Oh, I can find out real quick. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? No, I don't have the tax stuff.
Oh, wow.
Let's go down the list and start adding them up in the head.
You're good.
And just for the Montana region, or do you mean as a whole for the company?
It would be, so if you have multiple locations, what you can do is actually, you could do multiple working capital loans under each different location, as long as are they filed as a different separate business there, or is it all under one?
I'm pretty sure he does it as a separate business. My business partner is actually the one who handles all that kind of stuff. Because we have different names in a couple states. We're ASAP Restoration Group, LLC, mm-hmm. is our actual title that we go by everywhere. But, like, in our business license in Nebraska is ASAP Exteriors, where in which up here in Montana we're ASAP Restoration.
Okay, so depending on the amount of capital you were looking to bring on, you could allocate more than one loan on the different locations to get more capital for you that way. That's something that we can look at if you wanted to. But, I mean, did you have maybe just like a ballpark figure, like a range there that you think was kind of where you were at?
I can tell you 2 years ago we did $1.2
million. Okay, so $1.2 million was in 2014. Probably trended right around the same there as well for last year, I would assume.
I'll be honest with you, man. It's probably less. It's probably 750, maybe 800. Okay. Just because, yeah, I retooled my entire company. During the winter of last year, I had to let go all of my, pretty much my entire sales staff and most of my labor crews.
I think I remember you telling me that. Okay. No, that's fine there. So as far as getting you capital, 10 to 20,000 isn't going to be much of an issue. What I was going to actually ask you is if we were able to get you more, was there other kind of utilization there that you could have for it that you could use for the business?
Oh, yeah. There's always something that I could throw it into. I mean, advertising is something that, you know, I've never really spent money on, mm-hmm. and I've got some ideas that I think would be profitable, but okay. I just, you know, never really, you know, I always had people knocking doors and just, you know, kind of, you know, mostly word of mouth and stuff, but, you know, I'm sure that would be something that, you know, I'd have a lot of fun with too, because he's good on that.
Of course. And then as far as I know, you said you don't have any current working capital loans out. Do you have any business loans or anything like that? Or are you guys clear on that as well? Okay. So, I mean, based off of those rough numbers that you gave me off the sales, we could probably, I would say, free up anywhere from probably 60 to 100K in unsecured cash there that you guys can pretty much use for however you see fit. What we can do is look at financing the dump trailer on the equipment side just so that you get a much more attractive term length there for it, or we can bundle it up in the capital if you want. The two other things that we look at when giving the actual approval is going to be time in business and then your credit. How long have you guys been in business? I have 2010 down, but I'm not sure if that was right or not.
No, we started. The company's been in business a lot longer than that. Shane's been doing this for, I want to say, close to I want to say 15 years. I've been doing it for about 11 or 12.
Okay, so you guys got a good amount of...
He's been with the company pretty much since day one, so probably I'd say 13 to 14 years.
Okay, okay. And then as far as credit is, are you and Shane the two owners there, or are there other owners involved?
Yeah. No, it's just me and Shane, and during this last year, my credit used to actually be pretty good. And then during this last year, we had a couple of, spots where we were a little low on funds, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And our credit really suffered, so our credit's horrendous.
Okay, both you and Shane are?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, the good news is with working capital, it's something that we have to look at, but the good news is the majority of the weight is on the cash flow. So if your business is bringing in money, we'll assume you can float the note there. So you're going to have options available for you. Was the breakdown on the ownership just 50-50, or did one of you have majority? How did that work?
It's 50-50.
50-50. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And then as far as when you were looking to bring this on, was this something you wanted to do as soon as possible, you said, or was this something maybe a few more weeks down the road? Just want to get a time frame there for you.
We've only got a couple weeks left to work, so now would be great.
Okay. Okay. So I have down the email as roofasap@gmail.com. Is there a better email there for you personally, or is that a good email for you?
Yeah, send it to my email. It's B Caswell. So BCASWELL.
WELL, okay.
At ASAP.
ASAP.
Dash, like a minus sign.
Okay.
Exteriors, EXTERIORS.
IORS, okay. .com?
Yes, .com.
So I have B Caswell, BCASWELL at ASAP-exteriors.com.
Exteriors, EXTERIORS.
Exteriors, okay. Exteriors, perfect. What I will do here is get this email going. It's just going to have the list there of what we would need to get the approval going. It's just a one-page application that I'll have attached to it that you and Shane will both have to fill out. With the wet signature there, I'll clarify that in the email. And then, did you guys file 2015 taxes yet, or did you do an extension on that?
Shane has been working on it forever, and I'm going to guess that we have an extension.
Okay, so then we would just need a copy of 2014's tax return, and then just the copy of the 2015 extension that they gave you, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. As soon as you can get that over to me, I can usually get you submitted over to Under the Writers and get you some answers in anywhere from about 24 to 48 hours, and we'll kind of proceed from there to see what kind of approvals we got you and see what makes sense for the business.
Tyler, I got a couple of other things real quick here. I got to remember, obviously. What was it you needed again?
I'll have it listed in the email, but it's just the one-page app, the 2014 tax return with the 2015 extension copy, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements.
Okay, and the bank statements, they're going to be pretty nasty, too.
In what sense?
We've been doing a lot of our business basically with because we've needed money so fast, and because the banks were putting holds on checks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of transactions that were through the other banks. You know what I mean? Take it into the customer's bank, cash it.
Yeah. So is it like a few NSFs that you have, or?
Yeah, we did that, and then also, I mean, basically, when you look at the account, it goes into the negative quite a bit.
I see. Are you currently in the negative?
Yeah, we currently are.
Okay.
So you probably don't want to see that right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, we need a positive balance to get you an approval. What are you working with right now?
I'm pretty much going to probably be able to get that balance positive in the next couple days.
Okay, you will be able to get it within the next couple days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I will.
Okay, so what we'll do here is I'll still send you the email with everything that we need. If you want to get the rest of it over to me in the meantime, as soon as you can show a positive balance, send me that up-to-date current bank statement, and then we'll get you submitted. I know they'll immediately boot it back if there's a current negative balance.
I know that. I have a feeling it's going to get booted back anyway. I don't know why. It just seems like it's almost too... with my credit, the way it is, it's just, I don't know. Like last year, I could have ponied up my house. But I ended up selling my house this year, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the house in Vegas, and I just, I always made good money. I never had an issue like this, and then this last year just, was weird. Like, everything that went sour could have. So, it hurt, and it was... struggle. I had a lot of customers rip me off, a lot of, people that worked for me and stuff. So, you know, actually it started 2 years ago, but this year it just kind of came to a head. Anyway, shoot me that email if you could. I'll start working on tonight. Realistically, between today and tonight, I'm going to just be swamped. So, it's probably going to be tomorrow night when I really get everything finalized. It'll probably be Wednesday when you get it.
Yeah, I'll shoot this over. I'll maybe just try and touch base here at the end of the week, give you a few days to kind of collect that information, get those statements positive, and then as soon as you show that, we can get you submitted and see what we'll be working with.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, Brian, it was great talking to you. We'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you, Tyler.
Bye.